The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And we want to talk about the Aer Lingus strike, because while we discussed the industrial relations processed aspect of it yesterday, we learned that now there's a formal intervention with a labour court, both sides making their presentations, and then it's expected an adjudication recommendation will come from the Labour Court. Whether that will be put to vote by IALPA, we don't know. Whether they recommend yay or nay. So we're actually at a knife edge point that this could either seriously escalate or it could be resolved. But the new news this morning for the hard-pressed travelling public is that there's been a further spate of cancellations of flights. And to tell us all about who's been discommoded and what's happening, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the PK show Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Ed. I've now added my voice to the tribute that you've dealt, lovely tribute to Catherine and to Roisin. I come from Catherine's constituency, and 13.5% in the local elections, a terrific performance in Kildare by the Social Democrats.
Yes, and conversely, I forgot to say, the performance of the Sock Dems in Cork South West, it augurs badly for Holly Kearns holding her seat, getting her clock cleaned somewhat by Michael Collins' Independent Ireland. But tell me about the latest cancellations of Aer Lingus flights.
Okay, Aer Lingus have been muddling through the work to rule, and they have got, they've been cancelling about 10 flights a day. But what happens as they're evaluating and re-evaluating all the time, and they are going to, they are probably going to have to cancel more flights as we roll forward. There are also some little problems arising along the way where work to rule interpretations have caused cancellations of flight at shorter notice. That's a bigger problem for Aer Lingus, because when you get a cancellation, you like to know a couple of days in advance or the night before.
So we spoke about the work to rule and how they've trying to work around it with capacity and so on. But tell me which routes have been most affected. Is it transatlantic? Because I see regional services haven't been affected at all. I know some people who are looking to go to the Henley Regatta at the weekend and they can't now go and they can't get alternative flights. Who has been most disrupted?
What they've done is they protected transatlantic. They have cancelled one of the New York irregulars, the 104 inbound, the 105 outbound. It's a historic route for Aer Lingus. That's been cancelled during the duration. They've truncated, if that's the right word, the services that they've lots of flights per day on. Heathrow is the most obvious example of that, and that would be, they'd lose two of the rotations to Heathrow. They've been bringing passengers from those to other, if they have alternative flights to the same destination, or they can reroute them, or they can get another carrier in. That has happened on some of the transatlantic routes, particularly last Saturday when they had the one-day strike. The Aer Lingus regional is not affected at all. The IALPA union did a deal with Aer Lingus regional, which is Emerald Airways. It's another airline.
Right. So just take the Ireland-UK routes. Is it not the case that you can just switch on to a Ryanair flight? If your flight is cancelled and you get a refund, can you not just, is there no spare capacity on any other carrier?
There is, okay, Ryanair put on extra flights at the weekend. Ryanair are pressed because it's peak season for them. They do have always spare aircraft for aircraft going tech. And you've got to remember, Ryanair is an international airline, only 8% of their business is out of Ireland. So they have spare aircraft parked around Europe. It's one of the reasons that when Ryanair aircraft goes tech, they're very, very nimble and quick to respond. Those aircraft anecdotally have been offered as, you know, a last resort to Aer Lingus. But as far as I know, they have not been deployed by Aer Lingus. Now, if you rebook, this is important as well, Ivan, the traditional model of a flight is that if you were, let's say, a return flight to Heathrow and you decide to go Ryanair outbound, the return leg is cancelled by Aer Lingus. You turn up in Heathrow for your return leg that you've paid for and you're told, oh, sorry, you didn't use the outbound, it doesn't work. That is not the case during the strike. So people who self-book, go outside the Aer Lingus system where Aer Lingus are under contract to bring you somewhere, they give you all alternatives. A lot of people say, I'm going to go on another carrier. And they, if people who do that, they don't lose the return leg. That's an important development. But they, Aer Lingus are managing this as if this was a weather event. They're texting, emailing, bringing flights forward, sometimes a day forward, sometimes a day behind. And passengers are being invited to go into Manage My Booking and do their own rerouting or choose their own options. And Aer Lingus will refund, because obviously booking a flight at this time of the year is much more expensive than booking a flight in February. They will refund the difference if it's more expensive.
So just on the cancellations, I thought what we had had previously was today up to Sunday, there were an announced series of cancellations. What we're now getting is from Sunday till next Wednesday, another round of them. Is that confirmed or not?
That's the case.
Right.
There is a 7 day. Okay. The reason that that's rolling forward has been rolling forward from the beginning. And the reason is that there's a 7 days notice given of the work to rule. The work to rule is the 1 day strikes have been cancelled. The work to rule is continuing. And there is, what has changed with that, Ivan, is the very first notice of the work to rule. There was a sort of a splashing around of different flights being cancelled. There's a very clear pattern emerging of the flights that are being cancelled every day. It's more or less the same flight every day, not just Dublin, but let's say the 8:30 Cork Heathrow, that's been cancelled. So while this continues at the work to rule level, we can expect those flights, that particular flight every day, not to fly. I'll give you a couple of examples. The Dublin Heathrow, the 7 o'clock in the evening one, the 12 o'clock during the day. As I say, the EI 105 outbound, 104 inbound. Generally, one of the Germanys goes, Frankfurt, Munich, Dusseldorf, and some of the Amsterdams go, and the Birmingham, the 20 past 7. So it's a little bit less disruptive in that we have a pattern of the 10 or so flights that are being cancelled every day due to the work to rule. The one-day action on Saturday is a different animal. And the good news, there is not a good news for the passengers at the moment. Until the Labour Court recommendation and that process is over, we will not see more one-day strikes or a series of conjoined days strike. That's what IALPA we're moving towards. Now, until the Labour Court will recommend, this is going to be, we're like the Tour de France, we're on the flat stages of the process for a few days.
Okay.
It's likely then it'll be passed back to the membership for a vote. And after that, we are back in the game of whether we have 1 day and consecutive day strikes.
Final question. I'm reading reports about Aer Lingus wet leasing, quote unquote, three carriers, Prague, Malaga and Chicago. Is that a way of getting around the dispute? Do you lease a plane and a crew and a pilot or what?
That's what wet means. It means that the crew comes with the aircraft. Harder to get it at short notice. So when the strike notice was first served, they were flopping around. But there are crews available. Sometimes the sometimes the aircraft and the facilities, for instance, the Chicago route didn't have seat back video, and people were a bit, passengers were a bit discommoded about that. But where Aer Lingus have stepped up and doing something that they hadn't done in previous years, everybody knows exactly what to expect before they get on board. So while I would imagine if there is a series of one day strikes or consecutive day strikes, Aer Lingus will be in a better position to lease in both from within the IAG group and the other carriers that they are in touch with. It's high peak season. It's not easy to get to wet lease in carriers, but there is some capacity out there.
Owen Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, revealing the details of the thousands, tens of thousands of passengers who will be affected by the latest round of cancellations of Aer Lingus flights from Sunday on. Now it's time for this.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.